When it hurts, I pray. I pray.
Are you ready?
The Be Inspired Show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
A inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Be Inspired Show with your one and only this gentle moon. I hope everyone is good in this happy new year. Anywho, welcome to 2023. Once again, welcome to 2023. You know, this song that says, the old is gone, the new has come. So the old, which was 2022, is gone, and the new has come, which is 2023. So happy new year to everyone. Hopefully this year brings you joy, happiness, and a lot of stuff, you know. And I know one thing, that every new year has its own challenges and its own, you know, downfall, whatever the case it may be. So welcome to the Be Inspired Show once again. If you're tuning for the first time, I am known as Gentle Moon, because I'm the one and only. But anywho, there'll be a point where I actually explain what it means, but now. So welcome to the Be Inspired Show to everyone who's new. And now let's jump into the most important things. So the topic of today is called New Beginnings, New Challenges. Do you know why it's called that? Because it's a new year, the old is gone, the new has come. So every new year, as long as it's new, there's all, you know, it's a new beginning, you know. It's a new start. It's a fresh start. There's a lot that can actually happen in the new year. All I'm saying is that just make this year better than the last, you know. Whichever year comes along, make it better than the last. Because if you continue doing the same thing you did last year, this year, then something has got to change. Okay? Someone once told me that you cannot continue doing the same thing expecting a different result. So my point is this: if you continue doing the same thing you did last year, this year, the results will be the same as last year, even though you're expecting them to be different just because it's a new year. It don't work like that. You gotta change something. Something has got to give. Something has got to change. So the whole point is that it's a new beginning with new challenges, because as long as you're alive in this world, ladies and gentlemen, you're always gonna have challenges. But remember this: where there's a problem, there's always a solution. The only difference is this: problems come quicker, solutions are hard to find, you know? To find, in other words, the solutions are not easy to find, but there are solutions. They just take longer to come than how problems occur, to be more specific. But end of the day, where there's a problem, there's a solution. It's like yin and yang. There cannot be a problem with the solution. Every problem contains the solution. The only difference is you got to find the solution. Okay? You've got to find the solution. You got to find it. It's there. It might take some time to find it, but you got to find it. Okay? There's no way you cannot find a solution. You just got to find it. But at the end of the day, that's the whole conception of the topic: new beginnings, new challenges. As long as the year is still new, I mean, like, we're still in January, you know. Usually people say that January is not a good month because, you know, people normally go all out in December, and then January comes, and then you must start like all over again to start building up. And obviously February, that's where things start kicking up, you know. April, May, June, July, and obviously, and so on, and so on, and so on. But at the end of the day, my opinions all depend on your mindset. So it's how you think, it's how you act upon your thinking, it's how you initiate your thinking, it's all how you do things, you know. At the end of the day, every human being does things differently, see. So since now it's a new beginning, there will be new challenges. I mean, you cannot go to a new beginning with the same old challenges from last year, and then something has got to give. Okay, so that is the topic of today, called New Beginnings, New Challenges. So let's jump into our first track, and then, you know, you know, loosen yourself up a little bit, and then we're going to come back and continue discussing the whole conception of new beginnings, new challenges, and I'm going to share some good pointers, well, also, you know, my life experiences as well. But now that's me as well. But no, let's move to the first track, and then I'm going to check you after this.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather have Jesus than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. And I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, wondering how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, and unclean. I once was an outcast, a stranger on earth, an alien by choice, and a sinner by birth. But I have been adopted, and my name is written down, and I'm going to add to a mansion, a robe, and a crown.
He the greatest, he the GOAT. He the greatest, he the GOAT. On my knees, I let him know. Everything I do is show. I'm in all white like the Pope. All white like the Pope. All white like the Pope. If you wanna let me know, turn it up and you can ride with it. Turn it up and feel alive with it. Rap game with the top in it. Black man looking fly with it. You just wanna get the money right. You just wanna get the money right. I just wanna live a good life. I ain't quitting till I see the bright light. Like,
he the greatest, he the GOAT. He the greatest, he the GOAT.
You won't ever see me boast. Levitated, graduated with the flow. Everybody else wanna show they belts. Wanna show they cars. I ain't trying to kill. I prefer to heal. I don't need a deal. Take away my heart and throw it down the hill.
Okay? He the greatest, he the GOAT. 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 I got bands like the ball.
I've been there victim of lies and the system. Some backward ties that were mixed with some evil guys with no wisdom. I'm twisted, whipped with emotions, unlisted, vivid to the motions, inflicted, gifted with a potion. I'm wishing this did in a notion. I'm living, loving, living. I can't do this on my own. See these tears in my eyes. I need you and you alone. Lord, rid me of my pride. This evil lid is grown. Lord, clean me from inside. My heart is turned to stone, but you were crucified.
So take this evil and kill it. I don't want it, I don't feel it. I got problems on my shoulder that I'm way too young to deal with. Take my cup, Lord, and refill it. Take this demon and conceal it. Seek the truth and then reveal it. Man, the answer to all your problems, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I got the faith of a pope, mixed with a little bit of hope. These words you walk in court, I live what I promote. This lifestyle ain't no show. I still got room to grow, but I'm grounded, founded, confounded in Jesus from head to toe. Whoa.
I'm at my lowest, Lord, I'm down on my knees. Ain't got much, but I give you everything that I be. I'm at my lowest, Lord, I'm down on my knees. Take my life, Lord, do as you please.
I am not a pastor. I am a Christian entertainer. And I feel the greatest thing in my life is to witness for Christ wherever I have the opportunity to do so.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Be Inspired Show. If you're tuning in right now, I am the gentleman, the one and only after all. And welcome to my show. Okay, hopefully you guys enjoyed the track. It was good. It was vibing. And hopefully all good. Now, obviously before the track, I was introducing the topic, which is called New Beginnings, New Challenges. Okay, so now to jump into the whole concept of new beginnings and new challenges. The fact that since now we're in a new year, you're going to have new challenges, you know. You cannot come to a new year with the old challenges, then they have a problem. You know what I'm saying? You can't be stuck on one problem for the rest of your life. You gotta do something about it. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, what I noticed in life is that whining and whining and whining and complaining and complaining does not do you any good. Because why? Because nothing changes. Okay? I feel like it's easy to whine, but it's harder to find a solution. Because whining is just you complaining and complaining. And thing is, we can complain as much times as we want. We can complain as much times as we need. But as long as we don't do anything about it, we continue complaining until the day we, you know, draw our last breath. So, instead of whining and complaining, do something about it, you see. As long as you do something about it, those old challenges will disappear. You can't come to a new year with the same problems you had last year and so on and so on and so on. No, and then the thing is, if you don't solve the old problems, the new problems will pile on, and you will jump with the same problems in the new year and so on, and then they keep piling and they keep piling, and then eventually you will give up. And the thing is, for me, life is like a what you call it, you know, that heart thermometer that, that you know, when they measure your heart rate and says dum-dum, dum-dum, and it goes up and down. That's how life is. It's like a heart thermometer. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, you know. Eventually, if it goes in a straight line, it means you're dead. So as long as you're alive in this world, it's going to be like the heart thermometer. It goes up and down, up and down. That's how life is. Because as long as you're alive, you never up and down, up and down. It's like that. I feel like that's how, I think that's how life is balanced, you know. You gotta find balance in your life, you know. It doesn't mean that you have problems. I mean, everyone has different problems, different challenges, whether you're successful, whether you're not, whoever you are. All I'm saying is, as long as you're human, this soul, everyone got challenges, you know. It's just how they solve them that makes a difference. It's how you solve your own problems that makes a difference, you know. If you can't solve your own problems, you can't expect other people to solve your problems for you. Okay? Yeah. Something once in the Bible said, Jesus Christ said that if you cannot remove the big log in your own eye, how can you remove the speck in your brother's eyes? In other words, if you can't solve your own problems, how do you expect to solve other people's problems? Okay, so you gotta, you know, deal with yourself first, you know, deal yourself first, you know, and then you can, and then you'll be able to deal with other people's problems. Because if you yourself are struggling, you yourself need help. Okay, so end of the day, everything starts with the self before you can actually help someone else. Because now you know what to do, because you were able to solve your own problem. So, end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, this is a new year and it's still fresh and it's still a long way. And you know, January is not dying yet. It's about to get finished, but it's not dying yet. There's still a lot of days, still a lot of hours, there's still a lot of seconds, there's still a lot of weeks ahead of us, there's still a lot of months ahead of us. Just don't let 2023 finish again with problems from this year and you carry them to 2024, and 2024 has their own new challenges, and then they pile on to the challenges you had in 2023, and they pile on to the challenges you had in 2022. No, eventually you can have depression, and eventually you're gonna have a lot of stress, eventually you're gonna feel like leaving the world. Why? Because it will seem like to you that everything in your life is not going the right way. Do you know why I said? Because you're not doing anything about anything. You gotta do something about everything. Okay? You gotta do something about everything. You gotta solve your problems. Otherwise, they'll solve you. In a bad way, to be more specific, because you gain stress, you be depressed, and you feel like nothing is going your way. You feel like no one loves you, no one is there for you. I mean, people will be there for you, you know, people who always been there for you will be there for you, but they cannot help you if you can't help yourself, you know. You know, therapy is just there to encourage you to obviously see yourself more differently than you normally do. But they cannot take you out of depression. They just can, you know, make you see things differently so you can take yourself out of depression. Get what I'm saying? So, end of the day, it's all up to you. So, my point is that just don't go to different years with same problems from previous years, because they pile on and they pile on. And eventually, as more as they pile on and pile on, eventually, you know, give up. And then when you give up, you know, give up in life. When you give up in life, you feel like there's no point in living anymore. And that is something that is irrelevant, to be more specific, you know. It is that because you are afraid to tell your problems. And then if you're afraid to tell your own problems, your problems will tackle you. See, so point is this, you know, there's always going to be challenges in life. You know, this is a new year, there's going to be a lot, and I mean a lot of challenges. So you got to tackle them, you know. You got to tackle them head on. You know, like American football, what they do is they tackle the opponent head on. So you can do the same thing to your problems. Tackle them head on, you see. Eliminate the problem. Yeah. If you notice, for example, if you're doing coding, you know, if you're coding, then you have a problem. You gotta stop and you solve the problem. Otherwise, if you are coding, like, you know, if you're doing IT and you're coding and there's a problem, if, especially if you're doing JavaScript and you find a problem, you cannot continue to code anything else, or you can't move from the code until you solve the problem. Only when you solve the problem can move. So why can't life be the same way? Why are you jumping to something else when you leave a problem? So, you know, just because you skip the problem, just because you ignore the problem, that necessarily mean that it's not, that necessarily mean it's going to disappear. It won't disappear. You can go 3 years and you can still find the problem. It's still there. Why? Because you never did anything about it. So when it's a problem, you eliminate it. In most businesses, when they encounter a problem, they eliminate the problem. Because why? You don't want problems in businesses. Why would you want problems in businesses? No. When there's a problem, you eliminate it. Even though you know that there'll be a new problem coming along the way, but you eliminate the old one, you know, so you can deal with the new one. Not jump the old one or skip the old one thinking that it would vanish on its own. Yeah, this is not cartoons. No, it's not gonna happen. You gotta do something about the problem. You gotta find a solution, and you eliminate the problem so that when a new problem comes, you can solve that one also. But now if you leave it behind and think that it will vanish through thin air, good luck with that, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, it is best to solve the problems, you know. It's a new year, there'll be new challenges. My point is that just don't carry your old ones to the new one. Otherwise, life is gonna hit you very hard, okay? So, you just gotta find a way to deal with the new challenges, you know. There'll be new challenges because obviously you'll be doing things differently. So, when you do things differently, you will encounter new challenges in their conception, you know. So it's all about what you do, how you do it, when you do it, and why you do it. Okay? So it's a new year. I mean, it's still fresh. I mean, we're still, I don't know, jumping into fresh relationships, getting to a new job. Some of us are getting married. Some of us are becoming grandparents. Some of us are becoming new parents. Some of us are still dating for the first time in our life. I don't know. A lot of things is still new to some people. Okay. Some people are traveling for the first time. Some people are seeing things for the first time they never saw before. Some people are jumping in aeroplanes for the first time they never been before. There's always something new experience for someone, you know. Even though there are people who've been to aeroplanes a lot of times, but for someone who's never been to one, it's something new for them. It's a new experience, you know, to travel, to fly to different countries, to go watch football live, to go watch rugby live, to go watch an artist, to go watch a concert, to be in a concert, to run a concert, to perform in front of people, to go watch SA Got Talent, America Got Talent, or, you know, something that is different. Even though some people have done it before, it's a new year. A lot of things that some people are doing is new to them, because they never done it before. So which means that they're gaining new experience. But along the way, during that new thing that's coming, there's also going to be a new challenge that's coming behind them. It's just how life is, unfortunately. It's like yin and yang, you know, where there's good, there's bad. Where there's bad, there's good. It can always be good, it can always be bad. You see, so instead of saying that's how life is, you know, it's like watching a movie. You know, a movie has this, I don't know if you notice, movies, okay, good, no, like, for example, the movie, the bad guy, you know, makes the good guy suffer for a while, which means that the bad guy has all the necessary tools to beat the good guy, because he has all the bad guys that he hired from the, and, you know, for some reason, the bad guy is always rich. he always has people working under him. You know, for a while, the bad guy has a good thing. He makes a good guy suffer. For a while, that's what happens. Some moves out. The bad guy is enjoying life in a way. He makes the good guy suffer. And then eventually, things turn around. The good guy makes the bad guy suffer. You see, it's like that. So it's like yin and yang. Where it's good, it's bad. Where it's bad, it's good. same thing as life. There'll be times where things are good in your life, and then there'll be times where things are bad in your life. It's just how it is. End of the day, it's just how it is. Okay, I feel like that's how sin made it to be, but it's just how it is. End of the day. Okay, so you know, now you get the whole conception of new challenges. New beginnings. My point is there, because my whole point is there. Just don't bring your old problems to a new year. You know, it makes sense. So yeah, with that in mind, let's jump into our second track, and then we're gonna continue with new beginnings. With new beginnings, new challenges, I wanna see you after this track. Enjoy.
Active. Radio. Never been better. This is Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Turn my beat up, overdose mine. I don't need drugs, got the most high. Holy Ghost writer to compose rhyme. Seeing God is blind, got a cloud on my mind. I'm illuminated, opening my eyes. Now the spirit showing me the word is alive. I was so low, now I'm so high. Regenerated mind telling me that I'm alive. And it's working, so certain. Confident he created me for a purpose. Somewhere in between the genes that y'all jerking. And the packies that gave us work working. No purpose, surface, so worthless. I catch real contact when I'm rushing. Turn the trouble ace, base up. I'm trying to see the sun, that's why I got my face up.
Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
Big lip, kinda stuff is tough, but a brother never trip. Got my daddy swag and I walk with a limp. Got a hot wife, no need to be a pimp. Never been cute, never been fly. Since I've been changed, got the twinkle in my eye. Got my grill fixed, now smile when I speak.
Come and get it.
Yo, it's that Jesus freak.
Stones on my wrist. Yeah. I hear the world say I'm supposed to be rich, but I don't buy that, man. I don't go with the trends. Uh-huh. Go the whole mile, lose or win. I hope that's the impression that the CDs give. I'm more concerned about how they see me live than trying to get a house on MTV Cribs.
Welcome back, boys and girls, men and women. There's only two genders after all. But welcome to the Be Inspired show. This is the gentleman right here. If you're tuning in for the first time, I welcome you and I thank you for listening to the show. And hopefully you're inspired somewhere, somehow, and everywhere. But anywho, now, I always say before the track, I was talking about, you know, new challenges. So the new beginnings, new challenges, that's the topic of the day, and that's what I have been discussing for a couple of, you know, minutes and so on and so on. But now continue with our concept. I need to understand one thing, and I'm gonna make this quick shot. As long as you are alive, that's what life is. What makes life difficult, that's how life is, you know. If you are dead, you have no, you can't say that, hey guys, life is tough, because you are alive. You yourself are alive, even though we take life and put it as an object. You're not realizing that you yourself are alive. Without you, there won't be any life. You can't say life is tough when you're dead. You know, when you're 10 feet under the ground in the coffin, stands all over the coffin, you are lifeless, to be exact. And then you have no right to say that life is tough. But as long as you are alive, life will be tough. Because why? As long as you're breathing air in this world, a lot of things will happen. Okay? It's not because you want them to happen. It's not because you choose them to happen. Even though sometimes we make stupid decisions that you know, go to or reach to stupid, you know, conclusions that have their own type of consequences. You know, yes, the thing is, as long as you are awake, your whole day is based on decisions you make. The only time you start making decisions is when you're asleep. I mean, your brain is not allowed to think when you're asleep, you know. Also, your brain doesn't sleep, your heart doesn't sleep, but you can't make decisions when you're asleep. But from the moment you wake up in the day, and during the day is 24 hours, I don't know what time you wake up, okay? But from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, that whole period of time that you've been awake, it's all based on decisions you make. Now some of the decisions you make will have good consequences. Some will have bad consequences. And then at the end of the day, whether we like it or not, a decision has to be made. Okay? Now along the way, we will encounter people who give us advice. Some might be good advice, some might be bad advice. At the end of the day, you have a decision to make whether to take that advice or not. But no one can force the advice on you. You get what I'm saying? So, decisions are made every day, every minute, every second, every hour. Until the day you become lifeless, you make decisions. You know, you decide to get married, you decide to have kids, you decide to date, you decide to have grandkids, and so on, and so on, and so on. So you decide to go to work, you decide not to go to work, you decide to become sick. Whatever the case may be that happens, we just live on decisions. You know? We all make decisions, whether we want to drink, whether we don't want to drink, whether we want to smoke, whether we don't want to smoke. At the end of the day, it's all based on the decisions that a human, or to be more specific, an individual takes. Okay? Because advice is free, people. Advice is free. It's free and cheap. But it's hard to decide on. So a pastor, or let me not say a pastor, but anyone can give you advice, but they cannot force the advice on you. So at the end of the day, you have a choice to take that advice or not take that advice, you know. Sometimes you take the advice and it turns out good for you, then you made a good decision on taking that advice. Sometimes if you take advice and then advice turns out bad for you, you still made the decision to take the advice. At the end of the day, where there's decisions, there's consequences. You know? But the only difference is that no one knows exactly what the consequence will be. Otherwise, if you could see the future or a glimpse of the future, like, what's the movie again with Nicolas Cage? I forgot. But the movie with Nicolas Cage where you could see a glimpse of the future, like, I don't know, 10 seconds to it, 60 seconds into the future. So imagine if you can see the future, you know, and then you made a decision. And then you can see the consequence of the decision. If there was a case, you'd be able to rectify your decision. No. Let me not make the decision because I know this is going to happen when I make this decision. I know that I'm going to encounter this problem when I make this decision. It would be nice, you know, to see like 10 seconds in the future to see what kind of consequences your decision will make. But unfortunately, it's not like that. Otherwise, if that's the case, people would make a lot of good decisions, I suppose. But end of the day, no one knows what the consequences, of a decision will be. Okay. So this is a new year, which contains a lot of decision making along the way. The whole year, the whole 12 months, the whole 24 hours in a day, okay, all the seconds, this whole year will have a lot of new decisions to be made, but no, those decisions will have new problems and also will also have new solutions. So, ladies and gentlemen, my point is this. It's a 2023. It's a new year. It's still fresh. Still young. We're not even halfway in the year yet. We're still in the beginning, still in the early stages. Okay? So, you gotta try your best to make the right decisions and push your life forward. Think ahead of time. See yourself in 10 years and see where exactly you want to be in the next 10 years. Okay? We can live in the moment, but we can picture where you want to end up in the moment. You get what I'm saying? So my point is this, like here we are in 2023, but do you want to be in the same place you are currently in 2023 when you reach 2030? Okay, I'm just saying. Ask yourself that. Do you want to be in the same place you are currently, in the same position, in the same, like wherever you are currently? Do you see yourself there in 2030? If you married in my point is just like, if you're married and you love your wife, you're stay there. I'm not saying in the conception. I'm saying, you know, like knowledge wise. I'm saying like experience wise. I'm saying like, trying new things. I'm saying like, I don't know, getting a promotion or something. Or if you're an employer, getting a job. Or if you become a doctor, become a doctor. Like, all I'm saying is that do something different that you can reflect back and say, oh my goodness, yo, that's where I was in 2023. And look where I am now. Who would have thought that I would have been here in 2023? But that's you realizing that you made a decision in 2023 that reflected to your dream in 2030. Okay, but that's just my opinion at the end of the day. But anywho, you know, my point is this, you know, just don't bring your old problems to the new year. Okay, solve your problems, every problems that come along the way. Solve them and we continue with life. So yeah, now that's the end. You know, one thing you can control in this world is time. Even man can't control time. No one controls time. But since our time has come to an end, let me leave you with this. Okay? You need to understand that you are special. You're amazing. You are human. You know, you are, in my opinion, God's creation. You are loved. Otherwise, if you're not loved, you wouldn't be born. Okay? Even though sometimes your parents may mistake you and say that you're a mistake. No, sorry, you're not a mistake. No one is a mistake. You're not born a mistake. You're born out of God's creation. You're born because you are loved. So you need to understand that as long as you are alive in this world, your life has a purpose. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you're going. As long as you're alive in this world, your life has a purpose. Okay. I don't know what your purpose will is. I don't know what your purpose will be. But I need you to put it this way. Did anyone ever think that Cristiano Ronaldo would be where he is right now? Did anyone ever think that Lionel Messi would be where he is right now? Because I'm pretty sure that he himself never thought that they would be where they are right now. Okay? No one thinks that. You get what I'm saying? But they are where they are right now because they want to be where they are right now. So my point is this, as long as you are alive in this world, you got a purpose. So don't downgrade yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Don't think that you're weak. You're stronger than you think. your brain is stronger than you think. Okay, it's like a sponge. You can feed it some information. So just know that you are special. You are amazing. You are wonderfully created. You are the best thing in this world, because this world can survive without you. Okay, you are born in a good family. You know, but there are people who love you, even though sometimes they will show it by the people who love you. So just know that as long as you are alive, you are able to do great things. You know, you can't do anything you're dead. But you're able to do a lot when you're still alive. So just know that you are the greatest creation in this world. Okay. So that's all I gotta say. Thank you for listening to the Be Inspired Show. I'm the gentleman right here. Before I say the last song, just know that the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. Let's enjoy our last track, and I'm gonna see you next time. Goodbye, goodbye, and goodbye.
Know the boys and girls, we're here to mash up the place. I'm one of the youngest in age, so make sure you're watching this.
Time and time again, I know that I saw my sins. You don't see my sin no more.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio has never been better.
Make me more like you when I'm feeling.